Good morning. Well, it's 12 o'clock now. And today I'm talking about a job situations and whatever. And some of the stuff that I was speaking on today, I probably spoke on it in the past. Because, most everybody worked and we have issues on the job. But the whole thing is, I find that some people are too loyal to their jobs, and that's not a good thing. I mean, we all need money, and we all want a good, comfortable paying job, or we all feel like we gotta have a job that pays a lot of money. But I disagree with that, because it's whatever you do with the money once you get it in your possession. I'm a firm believer of that. And if you don't believe me, you need to read the book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and it will break down money. Now, like I said, you can't be too loyal to a job, because no job is that loyal to you. And I say that because if something happened to you to you today, like they say, before the casket dropped, they moved on. Or the next day, they're moving forward. Now, you probably could have been at this job over 20 years, and they move forward just that fast. They put somebody else in your position. Now, I know this because of the job that I've been on. I've been on the job over 22 years. And I've seen a lot of people pass on the job. And everybody that passed, they moved on and put somebody else in that position the next day. A few times, they didn't even call the people to see what was going on. The first thing they want to do is write you up for not coming to work. And this is a federal job. So, I'm here to tell you, you cannot be too loyal to your job, because they're not loyal to you. Now, some jobs, it's hard to take time off. But if you're on a job that never wants you to take time off, it's something wrong with that job. And you should not go by those rules just because of the amount of money that they're paying you. You know, you need to, even if you have to, get you a lower paying job that allows you to take care of the priorities in your life. Because I think your health and your kids are priority. And if it's something that you have to do with concerning your health and your kids, you need to take time away from your job to get yourself together. Because if something wrong with your health and something go wrong with your kids, it's hard to function. I don't care who you are. If you love them kids, love your family, it's just hard to function when something is going on with those two. And I spoke on health and kids because you need to take time off even when your job say no. You also should make time for a vacation. And it don't have to be a week. It could be a day or two. Take a day with the days that you already had off. You have to do this every now and then. Do not be a slave to a job, because that job is not loyal to you. When you walk in a place of employment, one thing you got to understand, I'm here working today, and tomorrow something could happen. They could fire me. The place may blow up. But what are you to do if something like that happened? Now, we hope and pray that stuff like that don't happen, but you have to be in that mind frame to be prepared to move on. If that's move to another job with lower pay, you got to be prepared. And never, because I see this happen all the time. Just when you got that job, you were looking. You could find another job. Never act like that's the only place, that's the only job that's decent. I know some of us, we make good money and all, but don't do that. No matter how much money you make, it's what you do with it once you get it in your possession. That's the thing about money that people will never understand. It doesn't matter if you make a lot of money. It's what you do with it once you get it in your hands. Now, you may be the type of person that spends a lot and don't know how to manage money. You could be making $40 an hour, but if you don't know how to manage money, you're still going to be a wreck. But at the end of the day, it's what you do with it once you get it. Now, if you're, say for instance, and I know some people get paid weekly, bi-monthly, or whatever. And some people, it's hard when they're on a job to spend, to pay bills or whatever. But I say this. This is just my theory. It might help you, might not. Now, if you make, say, $1,000 every 2 weeks. If you're making $1,000, you bring home $1,000 every 2 weeks after taxes. You should be living off of about $700. I repeat, if you make $1,000 every 2 weeks, you should be living off of $700. That other $300 should be going into savings, investing, or something. But you don't go to work, get a paycheck, and just devour your whole paycheck and wait on the next paycheck. That's a bad move. You don't spend all your money and look for the next paycheck, because you're spending money that you don't have in your possession already. That's why I say, I think spend about 70% of whatever you make. The others, it go for hard time, savings, or whatever. You got to have a balance just in case something happens, for like a rainy day. You never know. And if you're working a job, whoever you bank with, take advantage of their Christmas club. Get money ticking out of your check every week or whenever you get paid. Don't have to be a lot. You can start at $5, $10. If it's $10 a month, you got $120 at Christmas. Something you didn't see coming from your check. So you can take advantage of a lot of things when it comes to these jobs and banks. Now, I know I spoke on taking care of your health and family, but make sure your job allow you to do that. You don't want to work for an employer that tell you that you can't take days off, because everybody need days off. Everybody need that stress-free break. Everybody needs it. I don't care who you are. You need time away on your job. Now, after you took care of your health, your health and kids or whatever, you need a few days off. Like I said, plan a vacation. Now, the vacation don't have to be long. It could be a mini vacation. For example, living in North Carolina, everything is within 2 hours proximity of everything. You got the beach, you got the mountains, you got the zoos, you got the lake cabins. Like, all of these are ideas of mini vacation. Now, you might have in your head like that dream vacation to go to LA, Miami, or whatever. Trust and believe. If you go to LA and Miami, you will have fun, but it's a different type of fun. Everybody bougie, spending a lot of money, trying to see who spend the most. So therefore, being in North Carolina is a good place to vacation, because you can go to the beach. You don't have to worry about being around bougie acting people. Now, even if some people want to visit outside the U.S., I mean, it's good, but don't turn your back on these local places. Because I've been all over the world. I've been outside the U.S. I've been to Miami. I've been to L.A. And to be honest with you, Myrtle Beach, Virginia Beach, the zoos here, the local stuff, I had more fun locally than going to Miami, going to L.A., going to the Dominican, going to Jamaica. I had more fun right here locally. Now, you experience a lot of different things going, leaving the country or going to Miami, L.A. But like I said, it's bougie, it's overpriced, and you really won't enjoy yourself. So don't be ashamed of taking a 3-day mini vacation right here in North Carolina, where you don't have to drive as far and you can have just as much fun as it is in Miami. So, and like I said, I'm piggybacking off a lot of stuff. I spoke on stuff about a job before, but I talked about this topic because I had a conversation with somebody and they were just telling me how they don't have time or whatever, and they're afraid of the job. But like I said, don't be afraid of a job. If you got to take care of your health, you put your health first. You put your children first. Because that job is not loyal to you like you is loyal to it. This week in the news, Ketanji Brown Jackson is the first woman to be confirmed as on the Supreme Court justice. Ketanji Brown Jackson, first black woman. Now, we're in 2022, and just like a lot of you probably thinking like I am, why did it take so long? And we need to get off of this color thing. For so long, we've seen like for presidents, white men, you know. Barack changed it a little bit. He changed it a little bit, but he's partially white too. We need to get off of this, because it has to be a man or woman of color that's qualified to do the job. We have to get over this color barrier. And with Ketanji Brown Jackson, the people that are really upset is most of the Republicans. They're upset. We have to get over this color thing. And that's all I have. Thanks for listening. Tune in next week. Tell a friend.